With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. Pitkin County now has the most presumptive positive coronavirus cases in Colorado. The total currently stands at 9, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. All of the cases are connected to a woman from Australia who visited Aspen and tested positive upon return to her home country. Alex Hager has more.
All 9 of those people are being placed under an order for mandatory isolation, but none have been hospitalized. They remain in isolation in several locations throughout Aspen. Authorities have not released where they're staying or when exactly they got here. 3 other people who were traveling with the Australian woman were contacted by the state but refused to be tested and are being issued the same isolation orders as those who were. The entire group is set to stay in isolation until next week, at which point they could be released after 2 negative tests. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen Public Radio is committed to providing accurate, up-to-date information about COVID-19 that our community can use to make decisions about their health. For more information, including resources and updates, go to aspenpublicradio.org. Governor Jared Polis says older people should avoid traveling to communities in Colorado's high country, like Aspen, that are seeing cases of COVID-19. Scott Franz has more on the state's response.
Polis says the situation statewide will get worse before it gets better. He's particularly worried about the coronavirus spreading in mountain communities like Aspen because they have fewer resources than urban areas.
These community healthcare systems in our mountain and resort communities have limited surge capacity. They are also generally at higher altitudes. So I am advising our resort communities that provide guidance that travelers over 60 or with chronic health issues should avoid unnecessary travel to the high country areas with the outbreaks.
The recommendation comes after the state reported 9 presumptive cases of the virus in Pitkin County, which Polis labeled a hot spot. He encouraged older people, especially those most at risk, to avoid large gatherings. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
The Aspen Art Museum has announced that Nicola Lees will take over as director. Lees takes the place of Heidi Zuckerman, who served as director from 2005 until late last summer. Lees was most recently director and curator of New York University's contemporary art space, 80 Washington Square East Gallery, where she served since 2016. In a statement, she said she's excited to work with Roaring Fork Valley communities to bring the Aspen Art Museum to its next stage of development. She will oversee all programming as well as the museum's financial operations starting April 6th. State lawmakers are advancing 2 bills they say will make classrooms safer almost a year after the deadly shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. Scott Franz has more.
The measures will boost funding for an anonymous tip line used to report threats to classrooms and allow students to take days off for their mental health. The first bill will fund an advertising campaign for the Safe to Tell hotline, which has seen a 23% increase in tips so far this school year. The other bill directs schools to update their attendance policies to allow students to take time off for behavioral health issues. Bill sponsor Daphna Michelson-Janae says the change will remove a stigma around mental illness.
Mental health days are as critical as physical health days.
The bills are receiving strong bipartisan support from the legislature. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.